There is a passionate affair going on between Kirk and the Mountain.
We're back on the air.
You're back on the air.
Your face is
you're
back
in air.
On the air.
Hey, bitches.
I'm back on the air.
What?
Don't ever say
Give
bitches.
That bitch some air. Bitches love air.
Yesterday. They definitely hate it when you take it away from them. They hate it. They fucking hate it when you choke them.
We're not back on air.
Unless they like it.
We really are back on the air right now.
Oh.
Yay.
There's this thing. There's the delay. So.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
This is the phone show, for all of you who don't know.
Hi.
Yes, it's the phone
Welcome
show.
Back.
I left when the guy started saying racist stuff.
Yeah, what a jerk. Being racist on my show when he knows that's not allowed. Now I have to go through and edit shit. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's my job, Rappy.
Yeah.
I'm still up with my thunder.
I was distracted. I didn't hear it or I would have hung up on him.
I didn't hear anything particularly racist.
Maybe Rappy's just imagining things.
Yeah.
Rappy, can you just say live at the Amway Arena once for us?
Sure.
Right. Amway Arena!
My life is complete now.
I just came.
Live at the Amway Arena. Rappy McRapperson! Yay! 60,000 screaming fans all cheering loudly for no one. The most boring event of the millennium. Be prepared to poop in your pants with boredom.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yes. Dude, poop in your pants sucks.
What inspires you to write your lyrics? Where do you get these?
I just steal them. I just go to different bathrooms and read all the crap on the wall and just write it down and steal it all.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's good that you don't live in a bigger city.
I walked in and he was writing shit down on toilet paper at a bar the other night.
Yeah, once in a while I'll like complete the rhyme. If it's like there's some dumb thing on the written on the bathroom wall, I'll just complete the rhyme and finish it up. Or I'll go to rhymezone.org and just find fake rhymes.
People write that their mom has AIDS on bathroom walls
all the time.
That's like one of the most common forms of graffiti, right?
Yeah. I see that a lot, yeah. Yes. Sorry, Mom, I gave you AIDS.
Wow. Oh, Rappy, I'm going to go around now with Sharpies and write the lyrics to your songs on bathroom walls.
Cool.
Do it.
Yay.
So it's
cool that he said it, but it's totally a lie. He's not going to.
Yay for lies. Good.
What should we do for an after show? I have absolutely no ideas. I didn't come prepared in any way.
Oh, Brad, I wanted to thank you again. You know that film I told you about? It got 2,000 views now, which
really?
Is fantastic.
It can't be my fault, though, right?
Awesome. I mean,
you had other people. You had other ways to show it off, right?
Yeah, I just spammed every forum I could find, basically. But even so,
I'm glad I got you started.
What film?
I should take credit for getting you started. Yeah,
you did.
I'm curious about your film now.
Regulate.
His film was actually really cool. It's about space travel, Russian space travel, and all the conspiracies behind it, and like all the murder, the cover-ups of people that died in the space programs.
I want to see.
I heard a lot of it.
That creepy.
I watched it.
Do you know Michael Sheen? You're into space.
That dude, the Skeptoid guy, do a thing talking about like a lot of that was bullshit. A lot of those dead people.
Yeah, that's actually completely right. It is all complete bullshit.
Really?
None of it.
Yeah.
Are
we going to see it?
Are you serious, UK Taylor?
Yeah, because there's those Italian brothers that like recorded it. Yeah, but they say that the one recording is like translated very badly. That Rod isn't really talking about burning.
What is she really talking about? Like,
what is she actually saying?
It's similar. I actually showed it
to some Russian friends of mine, and they couldn't figure out what she was actually saying because it's badly degraded.
PLA has a Russian friend.
Yeah.
I should have him. Well, I guess if you have Russian friends, same thing. But yeah, I totally believe it. It was like this lady.
I have a Russian guy who can listen to it.
Then tell him to slow down. Ahoy!
Yeah, to get him to listen to it, and he probably won't be able to understand what she's saying. But that's the point.
I got your joke.
These people believe the documentary video and stuff.
Are you Egoland?
So you don't really believe all that stuff?
Can you post a link to it?
Or is I posted a link in the Skype chat. Yeah.
Cool.
And we will post it in...
Is it one of those things where it just airs a bunch of footage and it just, like, talks about stuff, like a narrator narrating over old footage?
Do you mean to say, is this a documentary film?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Is it a documentary film?
Hey, yes. Hey, Ted, did you make this?
Yeah,
in
I made
England,
it.
Ted, is that your thing? All right, I'm subscribing to you.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, thanks.
You're fucked. All right.
Whoa! Where that is? Was that at me?
That was a Brad.
What?
Oh, okay.
Someone was cursing it.
Oh, I did subscribe, but I'm logged into my girlfriend's YouTube by accident, so she's subscribed.
So I get two.
Where did you get a girlfriend? Subscribe.
Hey, shut up! I'm Gregulate, you faggot.
No, you're well. Aikison's things lighten up when you talk to him.
Actually, I'm as part of a thesis, I'm writing about the way people comment and stuff on the YouTube videos. But, you know, a lot of people have written really helpful comments, really supportive, or they've been like, I believe this, I don't believe this. But nobody's really spammed it yet. Nobody's written abusive, offensive stuff on there yet.
You're trying to, like, take the piss. You should talk to my my one buddy up in Canada. He goes on all like the people that talk about the moon landing's fake and fucking and goes and just trashes them. It's his name's Redneck Ronin. He's good shit. I'll point you to his thing. He's good shit. He loves just arguing with these people.
That's cool. I would appreciate
like all the conspiracy people. Yeah.
Anyway, I think I've
isn't actually on Lost Cosmonauts, it's on commenting.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, no, thesis is on documentary films, and I made a documentary film as part of it. But anyway, I think I've spammed a PLA with my thesis enough for a while.
Cut the fuck out.
Yeah, sorry, Brad. Go back to pranking people.
Oh, we weren't pranking anyone. We're just like doing nothing tonight.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's an all-star
Do you still
show.
Have the number for that woman that Carlito called and got really? She was really abusive.
No, I should have written that down. That was a really great call.
And the music I get on the phone.
Because I want to call her and tell her I'm like a reporter for the Daily Mail or something, doing a article for data protection and try and get her to retell me the whole story.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to play that call right now. It's like 3.5 minutes
you should.
Long,
it's
and
brilliant.
It's worth it. It's so awesome, and Evie needs to hear it.
That's great.
I mean, we had fun tonight with our four calls or whatever, but this is really awesome. This is my favorite pizza call ever of the past
month. Can you play it for we can hear it?
Yes, here goes.
Hopefully. Can't believe that's the only madhouse I've missed in ages.
I know, me too. You and me both, Ted.
He lets me on there sometimes. It makes me happy.
I'm trying to get it to play. I don't know why it's not.
Honestly, Matt, Carlito would let you on Madhouse anytime, I'm sure of that.
Oh yeah, Carlito likes Matt. Everyone likes Matt. Yeah. Me and Rappy were just talking about how much we love Matt.
Yeah, and then I said Matt's, I was going to beat him up, but it was all in jest.
We love you.
Yeah, Matt's awesome.
Thank you.
Matt's everyone's favorite.
He's an all-star.
Yep. You're the only reason I listen, Matt. Fuck Brad.
Thanks.
Yeah, Brad's pretty boring.
Matt.
Oh, here goes, here goes.
Tune in.
Hello?
I'm with the
people. Brad's good people.
Oh, hi.
What happened? You hung up on me? What?
No, I didn't hang up on you.
You made an order for a pizza, correct?
Yes.
Do you have your pizza yet?
No.
Okay. This is a delivery order, I understand. We wanted... Okay. According to the computers, the address that you're getting a pizza from, delivered to, is going to be... Pizza's on the way already. But the location you're getting a pizza to is in a high-risk area, high-risk delivery.
Uh-huh.
You live in a bad...
Not that I know of.
Well, it's a high-risk delivery area, so there's actually an extra deposit on there.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, we've already put a hold on the credit card. It's a $30 deposit. This will be released after the pizza is delivered to your
No, I don't want your pizza then. You're out of your mind. We've had it delivered here before, and they've never said anything like that to me before.
Well, we've had some issues with the people, you people, okay?
Us?
Yes, you people. You know what I mean by you people in this neighborhood where you live.
White. What do you mean? What does you people mean?
Well, for lack of a better term, white trash.
You're calling us white trash? You little motherfucker, I'm going to be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but we have had pizza delivered here I don't know how many times. We just moved here. And I don't know who you think you're... I want the manager right now.
You little bitch. Now you guys are fucking dumb.
No. Where's the manager?
Don't you dare talk to me like that. I'm going to make sure you...
Where
you're never,
is the
you're
manager?
Never...
I want to talk to the manager now.
No, I am the manager. I'm the owner of the store.
You run that store and you talk to people like this? You actually called us. You can't deliver here because we're in a high-risk neighborhood?
No, listen. We can deliver, God damn it. We can deliver the pizza, but we have already placed. I'm required to let you know that we placed a deposit on your card, an extra hold, $30. And it'll lift as soon as the pizza gets delivered. We'll take it right out.
I don't want your pizza.
Well, it's already on the way. And then, listen to me. Then the $30 deposit stays on and the price of the pizza.
Say that again.
Then the $30 deposit stays. This is exactly what happens in your neighborhood. You white trash people, you order a pizza like a joke, and then you tell our driver, "Oh no, we didn't order a pizza," and then, "No, we don't want the pizza." And then what happens? Pizza sits on the floor. $30 we're taking out. We're holding this for you, ma'am. We're going to keep the $30.
You have got to be crazy.
We're sick and tired.
I've had you guys come to our door, and you were so nice. I don't... You guys... you're out of your crazy mind.
You're being kind of rude. What's with the woman in the background there who's yelling?
That's my husband. He's really upset right now.
He's a... Well, let... Tell him...
You cannot legally put a $30 deposit on my account without my permission.
It's already done.
You did it already?
Well, yeah, you accepted to the terms, but as soon as that delivery driver
leaves... I didn't accept to no terms. They didn't say shit to me on the phone.
Listen,
that I had to make a $30 deposit to get pizza delivered to my home.
If you look at the back of your credit card, it says we can read the fine print on the back of the card that you put this purchase on and deposit. Read the fine print. Is the delivery driver there?
You are crazy.
Well, lady, what's your problem? You're going to bounce a check or something? You don't have enough money? What's the matter?
I just paid it over the phone. I paid you guys over the phone on my card.
We'll release it as soon as the driver gets back safely from your bad neighborhood. We'll release the hold.
We don't live in a bad neighborhood.
We've had a bad history with the people that live at this address, and that's why I had to do this.
What is your name? What is your name?
Yeah, that's the guy. Call the cops. Yeah, oh, he's got your name.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, dude, I know. Who is this?
He said he's charging.
What?
Who is this?
I placed a $30
charge. We know that you guys are messing with somebody over here. We're going to call the cops on your ass. You can't charge someone else's credit card.
Well, we had to put a deposit because it's a bad neighborhood.
There's no, I don't have any clues to what you're talking about. That stuff doesn't go on it. I worked there for 12 years.
Oh, this must be a misunderstanding, then.
It better be a misunderstanding, dude, or you're going to jail. You can't call people up and threaten them.
I didn't threaten anybody. I just told them about the $30 nuisance.
Dude, you are not my boss. I work at that... You are not the boss there.
Well, I'm taking...
You better freaking hang the phone up now or I'm calling the police. Hang up now.
What?
Hang up now.
Did you receive the $30 charge? Wow.
That's
oh,
it.
My God.
Wow.
That
was amazing.
I like the sensor. They sound like a very aggressive family.
Yeah, I wish I'd written down their number, and I wish I'd written down that Domino's so we could call that delivery driver, because he was so pissed.
I would love to call that woman back.
Yeah. Yep, not going to happen. I suck. What's that?
We've got to call the Domino's again and tell them that the driver just yelled at us.
What Domino's?
The Domino's that we got the number from, and we should just tell them that, like, we're the people who got the pizza and that the driver was yelling at us and being so rude.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, I think. I think it's this Domino's.
Did you manage to catch your driver's name?
We want to get back.
Because he was an arsehole.
Yeah, he was.
He threw the pizza at us.
Well, if one of you guys want to take it, go
for
it. I do.
Domino's Pizza, this is your speaking. How may I help you then?
Hi, I just ordered a pizza from you guys, and the guy who came to our house was totally, like, absolutely rude and flamboyantly angry, and I'd like a refund, quite honestly.
What's your address here? So, can you give me the phone number? I can track it out. I'm so sorry about that.
Hell if I know it.
One sec. What's the new phone number, honey?
I sure don't know.
I think our new phone number is 510-200-2705.
Okay. 510-200-2705, right?
Correct.
Hello?
What the fuck do you think?
Yes.
Could you take the phone number again? Could you give the phone number again? Is that 510-200-2705, is that correct?
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yes.
And it was delivered to 123 Fig Street.
This is the Domino's of the Grand Avenue. So
ignore my
drunk don't have
uncle.
Any record on the...
Oh, sir, that wasn't the right number.
Maybe
no,
I think
it's right.
The right number. The right number is 510-839-1952.
We shut that dog up.
Oh my god, it smells up here.
We're lighting fireworks.
Brett, you must have dialed it by yourself and added it to something.
What's that?
How did it not appear in the general conference?
What?
I noticed that when you dialed it, it was just your thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe this is the Domino's? Maybe I dialed the wrong one? Because this is the
You need
one.
A phone number, though.
Okay. Well, he had the number. That was...
Hello?
Hi, I just ordered from you guys. And the driver was so rude to us. I mean, he like practically threw the pizza at me and my wife.
Oh my god, what is the address? What is your address,
I don't,
sir?
We just moved. Can I give you our phone number instead?
Uh-huh.
510.
Uh-huh.
200.
Okay.
2705.
2705,
1 second.
2705.
You said
he just ordered a pizza?
Yeah, and we got this really weird
call. Yeah, we just
as
ordered
well.
Pizza. Yeah, some people were telling us that they were going to charge $40 to our card.
Because we lived in a white trash neighborhood.
It was really awful.
Yeah, because we were white trash.
I cried.
It was just so terrible.
It was racism at its worst.
Really was.
I'm crying.
So your address is 814 27th Street?
Yes, that's correct.
Thanks for giving us their address. We needed that.
Huh?
He also kicked my dog.
Bam. Yes, ma'am. And he almost hit our dog.
And then he,
out.
And then after that, he shot JFK.
And then everyone cried.
And he killed Russians in space.
Let me talk
to my driver, okay? Let me talk to my driver.
Yeah. Thank you.
He blew up the Death Star.
We need to talk to the driver. Give us the phone to the driver.
Don't forget to mention the Nazis.
And sing to him. Okay.
Hurry the fuck up.
Okay, thank you.
Don't forget to mention the Nazis.
Was that not awesome?
They're gone.
Do you know which Domino's it was?
We can't hear you on your speakerphone. Wow, Octowin, what the fuck?
That driver's gonna be so messed up.
Did you hang up on?
Oh, that was Octowin. He always does that. He's always super noisy. I mean, he's funny when he does calls, but... So, what are we gonna do for,
I was wondering, do you know how to get the number for the Domino's that was linked to the Carlito call?
No, that was the problem.
don't know which Domino's.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I was sending them to him on Google Chat, and all that's logged, so maybe I could go back, but I can't tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's,
you've,
that
sounds you've like got a like, you've got like 50 of them.
Well, we just, I'm sure we can narrow it down. It's a Domino's in near a white trash neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Perfect, then. We can figure this out.
Okay, yeah. We'll narrow that right down.
Hey, IG69.
Hey, Brad. What's up?
Oh, oh God. Pretty Ninja. Good song.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hoodie Ninja. I'm a Hoodie Ninja.
Hoodie Ninja. Lurking in the shadows of the ninjas.
Hey, Brad, you know the prank calls you've been playing on Cacti Radio lately with that?
Prank calls on Cacti Radio?
What's her name? The old lady?
That's crazy. Sandy Chapin, right?
Mildred Bundy?
Where do you find more calls by her? Like, where are you getting?
They're hard to find. There's no torrents or anything. If you email me.
Oh, I have them.
Yeah.
In an archive.
I have them all. I have 4 albums. If you email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, pretty much anything you hear on Cacti, I'm a nice guy. I'll just email it to you or put it up in a link.
Okay.
So do that.
All right,
and you can have all 4 hours.
I have something to address. Let me address something, ladies and gentlemen. There's an important thing going on. It's Brad getting Brad organizing a PLA CD. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, there's the media CD.
A physical physical CD.
Noise.
We're on the ocean.
White noise.
It's in the ocean. All right, a physical CD from the PLA. This is PLA physical CD. Get it mailed to your house.
Can it be called physical CD?
Yeah. I've been talking, okay, there's the media CD. I've been talking lately with several people about releasing just a regular album, like the old PLA albums from the 90s. And I know that's ridiculous, but not for profit so much, just because people think it's cool to have a phone user CD.
Played in your car.
Cool cover and, you know, organized calls
album
that are.
Art.
What?
Album art.
Yeah, album art and stuff. So, what are we announcing now? Just that we're going to do it eventually?
That you're going to do it, or I'm not going to do nothing.
No, you have to write all the rap songs for it.
Rap songs for it?
Every call on there has to have a rap song at the end.
Yeah. Can I read a section of the book?
Yes.
Specifically for it.
Let's do that tonight. You were supposed to read the cactus chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's do a live reading of the cactus chapter for the audiobook.
Okay.
I have my book. Yeah. I have my book. I'll get it right now.
I've heard that you guys have done the live reading of it.
Yeah, but it wasn't good quality. We have to hang up on all you guys. Like, hopefully in an hour or two, you'll still be up to doing that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Guaranteed.
We need to write a post-it, because I'm going to forget by then.
Post-it!
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what we're
going to do. Who invented sticky notes?
Oh, Romy and Michelle did.
Yes. We invented sticky notes.
I thought it was a guy named General Sticky.
Maybe, from the 3M Corp.
I thought it was Mr. Notes.
He had a lot of phlegm problems.
I thought it was Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Forrest Gump did everything.
I've never seen Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump invented AIDS.
Matt, you need to watch Forrest Gump. I know it looks like a dumb chick flick, but it's amazing.
Yeah. You'll cry.
Yeah.
Your cry tears of joy.
Do it. It's a really good movie.
Like, I kind of have a hatred for Tom Hanks. I don't know why.
Yeah, I understand.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Join the club.
It's got Abby Hoffman in it. That's
Tom
amazing.
Hanks was the best Batman.
Oh, that's really Abby Hoffman?
Tom Hanks.
That's not actually Abby Hoffman.
Oh, of course. He's dead. I'm sorry.
Tom Hanks?
Dumb question.
Played a good Spider-Man, too.
Yeah. I thought they put his corpse in the movie.
He's a good all-around superhero.
they attach puppet strings to Abby Hoffman.
Tom
Abby
Hanks.
Hoffman's pretty awesome.
Did you guys think George Clooney or Tom Hanks was the better Batman?
Tom Hanks was the best Batman.
Yeah, he was.
I like Jack Black when he was Batman.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s.
Tom Hanks brought a love of quality to it.
Yeah, that's true. It was a more heartfelt Batman.
It was more bosom buddies-y, lovable Tom. Batman wasn't as dark when he did it.
Hey, I'm Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
Brad.
Hi, Brad. What you doing?
Brad.
Hi.
Brad.
Texas. Yo, Brad.
Texas. Not Brad.
Texas. Hey, no Brad.
Not Brad.
Not Brad.
Patch. Grandma.
Fuck,
you're saying not Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Grandma. Wake up, Grandma.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Grandma. Get a job, Grandma.
You're calling Bozo.
Yeah. Rappy.
Bomb.
Seriously, the best song in your new album is Grandma Was Going to Jail With Me.
Yeah! That song's based on a true story.
I love that track.
Thank you. I found all the notes written on a bathroom stall. Yeah, that song's based on a true story.
So that song, Grandma and I went to prison together.
Yeah.
Which bathroom, like which city in the United States?
Oh my gosh. Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All over different Fresno truck stop restrooms.
It all goes back to Fresno.
That's always. It always goes back to Fresno.
What's that?
Wasn't I in Fresno?
Fresno!
When you called me for the first time?
Maybe. You were at a hotel somewhere. You were staying in a motel. Hotel.
Somewhere in California. Motel.
Watching
I
Sliders.
I was watching in Sliders, motel and I think it was in Fresno.
Watching Sliders.
Awesome.
And it was Sliders. The T-Rex
oh, crap.
Episode.
We're helping Rappy write a hit right now.
Oh, hell yeah. This is going straight to the top.
This is going to be on 98.3.
The Ron and Don. The Wiz Wacky Radio Morning.
I stayed in this fucking crack motel one time, and they had like where you could play movies in your room, but they only it was a guy playing VHSs, and all he had was Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, that pizza's about to be ordered that we called about earlier.
I call ear rape. Hey, Brad.
Hi,
Brad.
Hi,
hey, Brad. Hey, I just got made. Dude, Brad, just for you, I got made webmaster at a radio station, and so I'm going to put up a whole bunch of phone losers prank calls onto their website without them knowing.
Oh, that'll be amazing. I'll be your friend forever. I'll stop making fun of you on the air if you do that.
Even though he's doing it right now. I think it's funny when you make fun of him, though.
Brad, I just moved him to call in.
Oh, damn it.
Brad. Me and my friend, before we found out that the phone box was actually fake, where you got the coins out, we tried down like 30 phone boxes.
What?
Grandma.
I'm sorry, what?
Where you were like putting codes into phone boxes and getting money.
Brad wouldn't do that.
That's crazy.
Are you talking about green illegal. Boxing?
No, where you were like putting like a 32
digit
code.
What is this red box you speak of? You mean the DVD thing?
Auburn box.
That's illegal.
That's not right.
Why do you talk like this?
Yeah.
Why do you talk about illegal things on this show?
Purple boxing.
Yeah, purple. Like a purple hemorrhoid.
Yeah, like a purple nurple.
I like the orange box.
Orange box, purple nurples.
For melon box, for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, Rappy, by the way, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah! Praise the J. Oh, hell yeah.
Every day.
No, I'm not praising Jay anymore. Since my stupid video, I'm just sitting on YouTube like an idiot. Praising the Jay because it's in the sky.
Matt, you're not praising the D, are you?
You mean the dick? I love the dick.
The D. Are you praising the S? Don't praise the D. Don't praise the S.
He's talking about Tenacious D.
No.
In Dimension not, H. In Dimension H, we praise the J.
Tenacious D, your competitor, Rappy.
Hey, Rappy, I don't know if we ever got our point across before, but you were saying that we're like, maybe this week, if we can finish
Punch the Wall, we
can do the Praise the J thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I'm just concerned about footage. I need to get a lot of good footage. I don't want to bore people with a video. So as long as it's good footage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love your fucking gifts of like fucking your free art gifts. Like
hell yeah.
Fucking the happy little money pot with the gold shit.
Are you talking about yes sir.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Hell yeah.
Rappy gave me the coolest gift ever. Oh, he gave me a notebook of art and lyrics and shit.
When I was doing stuff for...
In a homie's notebook.
Yeah. Every project I undertake, I go to the any like interesting thrift store and I'll buy like an interesting notebook and use that as the notebook for the project. So,
nice.
Just, cool story, bro, type of thing.
Yeah. They're good.
Hey, Rappy,
I used to go to Mexican Auburn joint and get the little homies doll.
I'm getting sick of Rappy right now. He thinks he's above us all just because he makes rap albums.
Jesus.
He is above us all.
He is a bonus one.
Who?
Why is my Skype keep crashing? Too many numbers.
If I told y'all how broke I was, you guys would cry. You guys would cry. I'm negative $1 trillion in the hole.
That doesn't make you better than us.
I'm not better than anyone. Only the J is the better than everybody, because he's the Lord. Praise the J.
Our Lord and Savior, Rappy McRapperson.
I'm just a man. I'm just a human.
Hey, I just dug through my
I'm not a robot.
Better than most people.
I just dug through my gigantic stack of Playboy magazines from the 70s, and I found this one called The Girls of Ma Bell. And Evie's looking for the article right now, and we're going to read it live on the air. No, I was thinking like...
God.
No, we got to find the pictures and show them on Tiny Chat and see if we get kicked off Tiny Chat.
No.
You should scan them into and put them into a PDF.
You know, I was going to. Yeah. That's the whole reason I got this issue. But it's kind of boring. Here, let me show. Okay, on Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/cactuscactus. Playboy.
Oh my God, look at her.
I'm looking.
Damn, girl.
It hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah, I'm not there.
The girls of Ma Bell. Here, maybe I should turn off my
phone.
Hang on.
Come on, Brad.
God, it's real.
Yeah, check it out. Like, you know what? I don't really give a shit about all these girls, but check out this awesome bell symbol here. Oh, I can't. It's hard to.
Who's gonna?
Sorry, I missed that. Brad, what's that?
It's a Ma Bell Playboy article.
Some faggot gets a tattoo of that bell symbol.
Look, she's on top of a Mrs. Pac-Man table.
Tattoos are forever. You don't want to get a tattoo.
That is awesome. I'm taking a lot of screen caps.
Yeah, this is really difficult to do this on Tiny Chat, so never mind. I'll just let Evie enjoy it.
Who's going
to
read it? Is Evie going to read it?
Not out loud.
She's going to go in the other room for a minute.
It says hold the phone.
So should we actually do prank calls? Or?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a prank call, but I think my Skype is too unreliable.
Fuck you and your Skype.
The UK, you sound good, actually, I think.
IG69, don't ever, ever, ever call back. Fuck you.
No, UK sounds good.
Oh, yeah, that was annoying.
I can hear you guys fine.
You sound good, dude.
Yeah, you sound
there's
like
too
a champ.
Many because there's so many dead numbers in this chat. For some reason, it keeps my Skype keeps crashing. So
Evie,
I don't think I can be relied upon.
Are there any amazing pictures
Skype
that
keeps
I should
crashing?
Show? Or they,
put airbags in it.
I wasn't impressed with it really. I mean, it's just like there's not enough phone in it,
right.
Along with the nudity.
Is that a giant? Is that a pentagram on your shit?
Dude, Brad's been praising the D. Don't praise the D in dimension H.
That's the reason Rappy's really here. He's trying to convert me to praise the J.
Dude,
the D.
Can I mention something, Brad?
Yes.
Okay, this is the first phone show where Rappy is sitting in Brad's office, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, get on the camera.
And this is the third.
Yeah, we got a studio.
This is the third time I've met you.
Get on camera,
yeah. And it's the third state I've met you in.
Yeah, yep.
Every time we meet, we're in a different state.
This is my second.
You can't see you on camera, though. It's only
Has Evie been to the studio before?
Have you been to the studio
before? I don't actually believe that he's there.
There's Rappy.
Oh, there he is.
I look horrible.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Rappy.
Look at that handsome devil with the pentagram.
Praise the D.
Poor Rappy. I'll turn off the pentagram
praise the
for
D.
you.
Don't praise the D. Hello.
Hi, Rappy.
And hi, Evie. Oh, look, we're all Rappy. Three in camera.
Yay.
You guys get all close together so we can see you all at once.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Group hug.
It's weirder. Y'all look better on
now
camera.
Stay like that.
I've been eating lots of bagels and barbecue. Like
taking screenshots.
Screenshot
sponsored by Carl's Jr. and Bud Light. Breakfast of Champions.
Are you guys like a mission of Force Lightning?
And Milwaukee's best ice. This is a
kind of looks like you have a mohawk.
Who, Brady?
What's that?
Oh, someone had a mohawk.
Oh.
Brady or Rappy?
Me? No, I'm losing my hair. I'm fucking going bald. It's awful.
Yep,
it's
we
a
both
nightmare.
Are. We're all old people here.
Yeah, Brad's really going bald.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I think I'm only a few months behind you guys.
Evie's wearing a wig right now. She's she's completely bald.
Yeah, stage. It's terminal. Oh no.
Don't laugh.
Okay. Who
LOL cancer.
Which one of you guys put on my my thesis video? The video I'm doing for my master's thesis.
Oh, here he goes again.
This video made my bowel movement come 1 hour faster than usual. Thank you for this. Which one of you fucks did that?
That was me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you said no one trolled you yet, so I had to do
No, you're absolutely right. Thank you.
Does anyone know, like, on Red Robin, on Bonds, I Love You, who's the guy? I think his name is Brendan.
Brandon or Brendan.
Does it start with a K?
He's hilarious.
We were thinking maybe it was not Brad for some reason.
Yeah.
But maybe not. He's not on my Facebook, whoever he is, if that's his real name. Mm-hmm. He did
it's
like
in the hashtag.
Hilarious stuff tonight.
It's in the Bonsai. Oh wait, Bonsai, I love you hashtag that we're trolling on Red Robin, and his name is Brendan or something, and it's pretty
funny. I don't
see it. Okay. Here, here's a search suggestion. Instead of searching for the top, it'll automatically search top tweets. Just search, go down and go to all tweets. And that way you see the tweets of everybody.
What, do you think you're better than me because you can
use
Twitter?
You're a tweet.
No, I know. I just I suck so bad at technology that I learned something and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, and how do you record songs then, Rappy?
The help of others, professional
Brad,
people.
Stop.
What? Yeah, nice stash.
Thanks.
Hey,
I suck
Matt,
at...
Nick. Sorry.
Apology accepted. Put her there, pal.
Brad's having markers.
Matt, next time I make a film, will you narrate it for me?
I would be honored. It would be an honor and a privilege.
Yeah, laugh track Matt.
Oh, yeah, I'm such an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, it's true. Oh. Yeah, laugh track Matt.
Everyone, yeah. if everyone can see it's the awesome. Chat right now, look at Matt Hillock and please, if I hope it's not just me who thinks he looks like Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi right now.
Yay!
Oh my god, you look so funny.
He looks awesome.
Doesn't he?
Here look.
Like Darth Vader with a human form?
No, like he had the black body, but now he's putting his hood up, so he's ruined. But like when he takes off his helmet at the end of Return of the Jedi.
When he was an old British man.
Yeah, like right there.
I always loved you, Luke.
Can you play harmonica back there,
Luke? Not well. I have been raped by hobos, so like think it would have gotten into me, but it hasn't happened.
Did you guys hear they're remaking the original 3 Star Wars movies, and Tom Hanks is gonna be Luke?
I can't wait for that.
He's gonna play a retarded kid.
I heard that Rappy was gonna do the theme tune again.
Who's Tom Hanks gonna play?
Pew pew.
Is he gonna be Luke? This is 7-Eleven. Someone take it.
It's all laser guns and fucking.
I'll take it.
UK guy.
Yeah, UK guy.
7-Eleven, we're giving this one to UK guy. Go ahead, UK guy.
Well, am I actually on the line?
Yes.
They're not talking to me, are they? That's depressing. How depressing is that? I call a prank call 7-Eleven and they won't talk to me.
You suck, 7-Eleven. You should be more like that one plaid pantry place.
Yeah.
they're a bunch of bozos.
Who does?
Ted, you got this again?
Who is it?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're up to something in their room.
No.
Oh, our friend Daniel, we're going to bring him up.
Dandelion.
They don't want to do railfoot cam. That's weird.
That's crazy talk.
They're going to sneak up.
What are you talking about, Matt? Go to
the bathroom.
Let's call a Red Robin.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No. Let's call one. We'll read some of the tweets off, and then we'll call a Red Red.
Don't
red
be a Zyklon.
Red Robin. Tweet.
A Red Robin.
I think Patch is Zyklon. Like,
are they open?
I think
real.
He is too. Patch.
Hey, Herbal. I like the fucking vest, dude.
Patch, you got to find one good idea and just really think about it and grow that really one good idea.
Just
commit to one a week.
Just have one good idea and just like just run it into the ground for an entire month straight, like I've been doing with Domino's.
Yes. Yeah. Focus yourself more. Don't spread all over the place.
Thanks for calling Red Robin. We're Bertha Lovely. How can we be of service to you? To place a to-go order, press 1. For directions and hours of operation.
How can I be of service to you?
Thanks for calling Red Robin. Thanks
for
calling Red Robin.
How can you be of service to me?
You can turn yourself human, you ding-dong!
To reach a member of our
hospitality team. To reach a member.
Your call is being transferred.
Can I get this, you guys? Can I get this one?
Okay.
Does that...
Totally.
Let's do Eevee.
It must be closed.
Press 1 for directions and hours.
Or Matt.
Who's getting this?
Matt should get it.
I'm pretty sure it's closed because...
What am I doing?
What am I doing?
What am I doing?
I know.
Where's Not Brad? Is Not Brad here?
Red Robin. We're Burger Lovers Unite.
Yeah.
Burger Lovers Unite. Sounds like a cult.
Your call is being transferred.
Sounds like it.
Thanks for calling Red Robin. We're Burger Lovers Unite.
Unite.
Red Robin.
Yeah. Shouldn't there be like a thing that says, sorry, we're closed
Dark
right
stranger.
Now?
No. Look at Dark Stranger goes. Sharpie in her mouth up.
Oh my god.
Nice. Yay, Dark Stranger. You
Jesus
win.
Christ.
I lose.
Ooh. Dark Stranger, is she from Canada? Where in Canada? Nova Scotia or Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
Okay. That's when that gentleman, he was on a boat and... Oh, hold on.
You mean on a boot?
Yeah, beautiful. On a boot, and then he went from Viking land, Greenland, to Newfoundland. It was probably fucking colder than shit.
Whoever the shoe character is, like, rocking the cool old, fucking, we're the phone company, we don't care, because we don't have to.
Yeah.
And I'll skip.
Not Brad's here! Cool.
Robbie, I love you, man.
Hey, Not Brad.
I sent you some song lyrics a while ago.
Dude!
I'm the Dix Balls Niagara Falls guy.
Oh, a beautiful. Wait, did you send him to my Gmail, sir? Or did you send him to my... Okay, good, good.
You said you were going to call me one day, but you never did.
Okay, I'm a liar.
It's okay. Yeah, I know.
But, Not Brad, I was lolling so hard at you.
That video is fine.
Not Brad, he goes, I'm in the trees. I'm hiding in the trees. From 2 weeks ago. I was laughing so hard. That was so funny.
He did that one several times. That
Put your hands
stuff.
In the air like you just don't care. I'm hiding in the trees. And then she goes, I hear the pizza guy. He's here. You're here. It's like, yeah, I'm here now. Bye.
I'm going to pretend that we didn't have this conversation.
Yeah.
We've had some fun with Domino's.
Just be cool, man. Just be cool.
God bless you all.
I just realized my Twitter is set to private.
Ah, you dummy.
I groomed my eyebrows. I remember that.
Can you pass the Sharpie marker, Brett? Thank you, sir.
Matt, that's my video of Lily Tomlin.
Well, that's neat.
Oh, and Jen, if you're listening, I have the recording of This Is a Recording for you.
Yay.
I was supposed to send her that like 3 weeks ago. I still haven't.
Thank you.
Apparently, she's happy about it.
shit.
Oh, I found a pretty cool recording that This Is a Recording might have a use for.
Oh.
It's a payment reminder for a credit card company.
Ooh.
From Nigeria?
Brilliant.
Oh my god, what's going on? You're drawing on Rappy.
He needed some blood coming out of his lobotomy line.
I got a lobotomy.
Oh, dude, how do you feel afterwards? Like, calm?
Yeah, really calm. Like, I don't want to poop my pants anymore.
Yeah.
Wait.
But you do. It's the urge isn't on you.
Wait, like, yeah, you're right, huh? I do want to poop my pants. I just don't want to violently lash out.
Yeah.
I just want to poop my pants. Yeah. I don't want to violently lash.
You're not doing it as just a thing to get your aides to come in and clean you up so you can hit them. Now you just poop the pants.
I won't hit the people. I won't hit the nurse people.
That's
I'm not gonna beat him up.
Hello, this is a reminder call from America's Electric Company. As of today, your electric bill in the amount of $83 is past due. If you have already made your payment, we thank you. If you haven't made your payment yet and would like to do so now using our automated bill paying system, please say pay bill.
Hey, Bill.
Is Trevor just a loop?
I don't know. Brad's at the helm. He just left the helm.
I'll take over.
I think Trevor's a loop, and he's in that gay-ass shirt, dude. A raster dragon.
Now Evie's at the helm.
Hey, Evie.
We can't even hear her.
Oh,
bye,
the microphone was off.
That's not a hat. That's her hair.
Yeah, I have a wig on.
No, she doesn't have any hair. We already talked about the chemo.
Yeah, it comes off the whole hair. Thing.
What's your final wish?
Evie, will you do some prank calls? All
right.
People want to do prank calls.
All right, where are we calling?
Evie, can you do prank calls?
Yeah, for some reason, every time I pull out my headset and plug it back in again, the Skype crashes. So, I just have to leave it.
Fuck Red Robin.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Skype is a sexist, shady mistress. It's very touchy.
Yeah. I can't complain. I mean, I'm talking to however many people on the other side of the Atlantic for free. So.
Oh, we're all from the UK. We're just joking with you. We're from Edinburgh. We're all just playing a prank on you.
We're our American voice.
Yeah, we're just practicing. We're from the Edinburgh Acting Academy.
As long as you stay in Edinburgh, then that's fine.
Manchester United, go soccer! Wait, go football!
Sorry.
Go soccer.
Go soccer.
I suck at culture.
Pink and purple.
Yeah.
Rappy, do you ever listen to Madhouse?
Yeah, I've heard him. He's awesome. He's a funny gentleman. He has his moments of genius. And it's good.
You know, he's always talking trash about you, right?
Yay! Well, let's meet.
He says Rappy is his least favorite rap artist ever. Well, like he says you're really bad.
That's okay. I don't blame him. I agree with him.
Fuck you. I'm eating. I'm just kidding. He doesn't say that.
Oh, that's okay.
Why are you trying to stir the pot, dude?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Starting rumors and shit.
No, you with Rappy, you can't stir the pot. There's no one who hates myself more than me. So. So much self-loathing. It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, he's playing with the buttons. Yeah.
That link I just posted in Tiny Chat is the that West Telecom bill payment thing, if you want to use that.
Brought to you by Evie, Carl's Jr.
We got to do calls, Evie.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Give me a number. Someone give me a number. I'm not doing that.
Oh.
OMG.
Shit.
OMG hacks.
Now, I don't know about technology, so...
Yes. Awesome. You're having a ball of buttons to see your face. It's so funny.
What?
Oh, shit. Hey, is your server still up? I haven't been on there in a while.
No, I took it down for a little while. I'm actually redoing it this next week.
Well, send me a password again.
Well, it's going to be the same account. Oh, no, yeah. I'm gonna redo all the accounts, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when it's up.
Rock on, kid.
Let me get enough.
Keep these monkeys entertained.
We get free sex from this number?
Helic, get a new fresh beer. I'll crack one with you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna take a restroom break.
Okay.
Not Brad, what are you drinking?
Brad's not here.
Not Brad.
Oh.
Yingling traditional lager.
Dude, I'm drinking
usual.
The same thing right now.
Isn't it good? Doesn't it taste good? It's cheap, nice beer. That's how I look at it.
It's delicious and it's inexpensive.
Exactly. I'll be right back. I have to get a new one.
So is anybody finding numbers?
Nope. I can pull up ones in my town that I know.
What about people that are in your contact list that you don't care about?
I have a lot of them.
Oh, those are great.
Who's cracking a beer with me?
I am, but I think Rappy's going to crack one too, so wait a second. Wait a second.
Oh, wait, what do you, who do you want to add?
He's a gay.
He's a gay.
Oh, yeah, just click on the button.
I like this. It's the burger time.
All right, here we go. Who's invalid. Oh.
Yeah, we're having problems, it seems like. I don't know.
What's a Murdoch?
You know what? I have a number, actually. I have a number.
This one's working.
Here we go.
Are you calling?
Who are we calling?
No clue.
I don't know.
I got it.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Who's this?
It's Todd.
Wanna fuck?
What's up, Todd?
What?
What's up, Todd?
Yo, did you ever see that Asian guy across the street?
Brandon?
What? Yeah. Did you see him? I don't know, man. He was just pissing me off so much lately. He was, like, throwing his frisbee out front.
Yeah.
We gotta do something about this, alright? So meet up with me meet up with me right now.
Where at?
So you should come over. I'm coming to you, actually. I'm coming over, okay? What?
You're coming to me?
Yeah, I'm coming over right now. So what are you free?
I don't know, man.
Dude. You gotta be free because I'm on my way. I'm in my car. I'm typing up the address. You hear me typing?
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, I got my pants off.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hey, you there?
Yeah.
My pants are off. My pants are all the way off to my knees. Below my knees.
That's not...
That's what say you about that? Huh?
That's not the way I roll, man.
No, I don't accept. I don't accept that.
We don't know.
Well, what are you going to do when I show up at your door with my pants off down to my below my knees?
What am I going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
It's not what I'm going to do. It's what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly, bitch.
You're going to do when the door doesn't open.
I can run horny faster than you can run scared.
Yeah.
He's gonna do you is what he's gonna do.
I got my buddies here, you hear us?
Smoke weed every day.
Son of a bitch. Me and my buddies will come and get you.
Damn right.
Emphasis on come.
You know what?
We're the no pants bandits, man.
You know what?
Boom.
What?
When you show up?
Yeah?
Are you sure? I'm gonna have fucking bong loads with you.
Yeah, we're gonna, you know,
bong loads. Wait.
That's a myth. That's a myth. That's just a rumor.
Oh, you wanna talk bong loads, buddy? You wanna talk bong loads?
Yeah, man. We're the no pants bandits, and we're gonna bong.
Do something about that fucking frisbee guy, man.
We're gonna shoot foam over you.
You should probably fuck that guy up.
Hey man, can I get a G? I just need a 20 bag. I just need a 20 bag.
Yeah.
I know you got it. That's why you answer your phone. For Ty. I know you got it, homie. Come on.
No,
for a dub. That's what I'm saying. For a dub.
Is it good? Is it nice? Is it frosty? Tell me about it.
We're police officers.
You're under arrest.
Okay, don't just say that.
No, you can't say that.
I mean,
alright, here.
Just a mall cop.
I'm a receptionist at police station.
Yeah. That's what we meant.
And I'm the records filer.
Hell no.
You say you're a receptionist at a police station? Or,
You're a receptionist at the police station.
I'm the records filer.
So it's 7 a.m. here in the UK. I think we should start waking up old people.
Okay. Dark Side, you weaved a basket made of bacon.
That guy was like the most bland and boring guy.
The number you have reached has been changed to an unlisted number after being relentlessly harassed by the phone losers of America. This is a recording.com.
That number I just posted is a pizza place that said that he called Homeland Security on Roxy and I a long time ago.
So cheers, I don't understand.
You're so stuck in the past.
You have a police force and an army and a border patrol. What is Homeland Security? What does it do that they don't?
Nobody's sure.
Oh, Homeland Security is the United States answer to terrorism. It's a pathetic organization.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Hello? Hey. Yes. Were you the pizza place that rigged the survey?
May I help you?
Yes. Did you guys rig the survey? A few...
I don't know what you're talking about. You've got the police.
Oh, no, no. You're a pizza place.
What?
You would have identified yourself as a police officer. I'm smart.
Well, I have identified myself as the police twice now. What is it that you needed?
You would have done when you first answered, fag.
That's great. Okay, well, when you guys are done playing with the phone, you know, you probably should go to your beds because it's getting late and kids like you should probably go to sleep.
I'd like you talking to Stan?
You bozo.
You're witty.
That natural police station, you retard.
It was?
That was our local police station.
As long as it wasn't 911.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't care, obviously. He just told us to go to bed. He didn't say he was, like, investigating us.
It wasn't a police station. It was...
That was 2300. It was our police station number.
Shit.
Well, who gave us that?
Yeah, really.
That's what I gave
you. Who did give us that?
That was somebody... That was trying to put you in a trap, yo.
Was that you, Rapid?
I'd look at who gave you that number.
That was Patch.
I put it in, and I had typed into my thing, don't call it, but...
Why do you have...
You fucking...
What?
You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah, bitch. Get him out of here for that. That's, like, blasphemy.
That's not nice, Patch.
Bad Patch.
I don't need the Southern California police driving up here and arresting me.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Hey, Brad, did you see the new Portlandia with the SoCal?
I saw the one with hilarious. The Eddie Vedder tattoo. What do you mean, SoCal?
Where they were going down to SoCal. Like, that was like the whole thing.
I don't remember that. Is that the premiere episode, or is that...
Yeah.
There's just one episode of season two, right?
Yeah.
That's weird, because I saw it, and I don't remember this at all.
Well, that happens, man.
I'm going to watch it again, then.
You're describing it very vaguely.
SoCal. I remember the Battlestar Galactica, the Eddie Vedder tattoo, and that's all I remember.
Portlandia is on Independent Film Channel, right?
It's on Hulu.
I'm scared. I don't want to watch that show.
It's
on network.
Shit to
it's
me.
On Netflix.
Portlandia.
Who the fuck watches Hulu?
I just discovered that show, actually, and it is freaking hilarious. I don't know how I missed that.
It's fun to watch.
Because you're gay.
Hey, that's not very nice. Come on, man.
It's not, but it's accurate. I'm sorry.
What difference does that make?
Because the gays have poor TV choices.
Well, that's true, but so do the Chinese.
Yeah.
We don't hold AOL.com.
They are almost as bad as the Chinese, you're right. And they're always like throwing frisbees.
Hey.
Hey, the bomb called me.
A lot of jewelry.
Should we call the bomb or no?
Oh, yeah, let's call the bomb. He's always fun.
I'm always up to some crazy tomfoolery.
Brad, wake up. You look like you're fading.
I'm just looking at some stuff.
We're bummed out.
What's the bomb's phone number? Do you know?
Let me see.
Oh, jeez. This could be rich.
Yeah, he's a character.
That him talking about the nut house is like fucking...
Oh, you like that vid? Okay, yeah. For everyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, there's a video on my YouTube about the bomb, and he just kind of explains his trip to the mental institution just by talking about...
Did you just subscribe to me? Because I can link back to you.
I have not been... I don't have a computer in front of me, but I definitely will because I want to check out your documentary on Russian...
I'm disappointed that documentary is fake.
What's your YouTube video? What's your YouTube
channel? YouTube.com/RappyMcRapperson. Yeah, or just type Rappy McRapperson into the YouTube search and then just click on the my channel. It'll come up, hopefully.
You got that cool...
I
typed that in and I got a video of a black guy giving a lap dance to some girl.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Who the fuck? Somebody, dude, somebody was hounding me like earlier today. They're like, can you get Brad to send me an MP3 of the fucking Technical Writer song?
I really? Don't remember.
You met the
anybody
people
anybody that wants any music that they hear on here.
Yours is just my favorite video. It's your Corn Grain Crunch video. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love that one. That's a good song and a good video.
Yeah, it was with Riley.
That's that's my favorite video of yours. Anyway,
thank you.
Until next week when we make our amazing Punch the Wall video.
Yeah, Punch the Wall is gonna be a hoot.
Or you make it. I'm the director.
No, yeah, you make it.
Who's that girl that's in all your videos?
Riley. Her name's Riley. She's just like a local.
I got to talk to her on the phone
character
a couple weeks ago.
She's a hoot. Yeah.
She's your girlfriend? Cool.
No. I'm really gay.
Oh, I thought you guys
I concur.
So no, right?
He made an album that said that he is gay.
Yeah,
like, come on.
It's about giving. No, I'm not. I'm definitely, hopefully not gay.
still figuring that out.
Yeah. Let me. Oh, Riley is a girl who will be like the crystals and like flowers. So she's a character like
perfect.
That. Yeah, she's a hoot.
Brad, have you creeped him away from the boys? Have you been that mean?
No, dude, I'm not gay. Well, for the right price, anything's possible. But no, not yet.
You don't have to. It's all right, man. We're open. You can just admit it.
Yeah.
What? You guys are the most homophobic people I've ever met.
True.
In the
Cheerio.
What is the Dark Stranger doing? She's wrapping her head in shit, dude.
Well, she was drawing on herself earlier.
So is Herbal. They both got their heads wrapped in shit. Any attention's good attention, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. You're drinking Yingling, too.
Cheers.
Cheers to
Cheers
O'Douls.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yingling. Welcome.
Well, I will cheers you with my cup of tea.
Oh,
well,
call the bomb.
Yeah. That's the only way to do it over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We drink tea and fight the French.
What kind
of motherfucking tea?
French people and make them surrender.
Yeah, you guys don't like French people.
What tea are you drinking, UK Ted?
I'm drinking Rubius, Red Bush.
Rubius?
I'll show you Red Bush.
Where's Rubius from?
I'll dive into a Red Bush.
Can we go South Africa and talk about the Blicks?
Red Bush.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Trevor said that he sent you
the bomb's phone number.
Oh yeah.
Trevor just sent you the bomb's number.
I can't find it.
Brad, let's make a fucking phone call.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
I need to put the bomb in my Skype address book so we can call him often.
I need to go, because I'm so bad with phones, I need to find my missed calls. All right. Call history. Here we go.
We're not calling the bomb to prank him. We're just saying hi.
Yeah, just say hi. Right. Just say hi to us.
Prank him.
One down.
All right, here goes.
Who's gonna? No, I'm not gonna talk.
So I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he's a bit.
Yeah. What's that? What the fuck was that? Is that an awesome ringtone? I always thought that'd be cool. Instead of music for ringtones, they had like amazing old fashioned rings, like mechanical phone company ringtones. Hi, I heard you have a golden calculator, and I've got cocaine here, and I'd like to trade you cocaine for a golden calculator. I'm sorry, what?
We gave the calculator to Robert.
I'll call back. It's a bad connection. Obviously, duh. That's what that was. The ring was like a bad connection ring or something.
Why didn't you call it on? Why don't you call it on Skype again?
Why is it doing that? That's fucked up. What's the bomb done to a cell phone?
I don't know.
I still can't hear you. I need your home phone number. It reminds me of sideband CB radio.
Wow.
Three.
What the There's fuck? A three. I'll just start dialing things with threes, and I'm sure we'll get through. Let me try once more. What's going on? Oh, by the way, nobody mentioned Rappy, okay? That's very important.
That means someone's going to...
Okay, forget it. I'm sorry, but I was afraid it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was going to.
Yeah. See, I saved you by doing that. That was weird. Why would a phone do that?
Shitty connection.
Do it on Skype, though.
Huh?
Why are you doing it on the phone?
The phone?
My favorite of the Banzai Loves You is by Krebs Brandon. It says, "Help me. Found this phone on one of the bodies in manager's office. They're using people as meat. Warn the people. Banzai loves you."
That's awesome. Love the Banzai thing.
Yeah.
Why does nobody
Can we check
love
up on some
Banzai?
Of the...
Of my hate crime one.
Yeah, you want to check up on it?
Yeah, let's do anything but call the bomb.
Right. Well, I was trying to call another number in the same exchange as the bomb just to see if we got that same weird ringing thing. Banzai. Banzai. Love you.
Banzai.
After eating Banzai burger, I went to measure my dick.
What the hell?
I went to measure my dick.
Wait, can you read that tweet?
Yeah, can you read it for me? I'm pretty sure I'm spelling things wrong.
After eating one of your burgers, how much rectal bleeding would you say is too much rectal bleeding? Banzai loves you.
Zing.
Is there any more? Is there anything recent?
I love your Banzai burger, but when I was there with my old lady, one of your employees told me I was too ugly to sit with her. No, that one's not good.
That's probably a real one.
Mm-hmm. I'm finna have to get off of this.
Here's a good one.
Chat. Make my shit garble.
Banzai burgers are people. Dear God.
Bye, Matt. One more. One more.
Great.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Texting with last arm I have left. I know they'll come back for it. Red Robin is using as meat. Kill me. Banzai, I love you.
That's awesome.
Dude, like...
Good stuff.
Dude, what if one of the wacky things wins it?
I read the rules to the contest, and it seemed like they can change them to fit their own needs. So they're going to see that we're just fucking with them. It seemed like the one that won today earlier, he kind of alluded that he just picked it because he thought it was a cool thing that she said.
Yeah.
Something about Photoshops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to praise the Banzai burger and worship it as Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you can
and
be...
You get, and you win.
And
yeah,
what do you get if you win? Is it like a big thing or you get a free burger?
I think you get a free burger for a week or something.
Jesus.
They're really good. They are super
It
young.
Would cost me money to get to one of them. There's none of them in the city.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they'd no be putting, like, if I Chicago. Won, I they'd be putting debt upon me. It'd be like a fucking, like a backhanded compliment. Fucking cunts. Like, hey, you don't look as fat anymore.
I found a diaper on my burger I ordered with cheese.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
That's great. Yeah. It's funny because it's true.
This isn't tweeted, though, in the chat.
Oh, someone needs to tweet that immediately.
Good
evening, 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Sorry?
This is James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
This is Telegraph, James.
I'm sorry?
Telegraph.
telegraph? You want me to telegraph this?
Beep 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 beep. That makes sense.
Beep 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 meow. Beep beep meow meow.
UK Ted, it's like the cosmonauts going out with the SOS as they head away. And there's no,
I feel lots of heat. Am I going to crash? That's what the Russian lady was supposed to
do. Yeah.
It was so sad. Sorry, it gave me nightmares.
Well, the other one, the one where it was just the SOS that kept getting fainter. It was this Morse code SOS, like... It's like we found no movement, so we're thinking it was just like going off into space.
Yeah, that's how it works. Did you not see my diagrams I made on Blender?
No, I haven't watched it yet, man. I will yeah. Like as soon as we're done this evening.
What time is it?
Are we done yet?
It is 7:15 a.m.
Whoa.
I want to go home.
Where are you?
We're at the Cacti Radio offices across town.
You're doing some like Jacob's Ladder shit. I just want to go home tomorrow.
You're in the PLA offices?
Yeah, it's on the south side of town.
Wait, I didn't know phone losers have offices.
Yeah.
So many offices.
I've got one in Portland.
There's several. There's so many.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a Portland branch?
Yep.
There's a UK office.
Haven't you ever been to a PLA retail store?
No.
I used to have a mobile studio that homeless people would drink in, but that's been
paper,
taken by the
paper
police.
Box, cardboard box.
That was the best.
It was a vehicle.
Nice.
What's your customer service line for PLA?
1-800-PLA.
597.
Okay.
See if I can remember. It's 595-796-2030.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Is it?
There's a 752 somewhere in it. I'm pretty sure.
It's a zero. Pius' boss is doing some weird tweets in the Bonds I Love You hashtag.
Be a technical writer. I don't really know how the Twitter works.
Twitter.org.
Basically take pictures of things.
And yeah. I have one. I only got on it when fucking Lulzsec was acting all crazy. I made an account just to listen to their shit all day.
I'm afraid to join Twitter. I just quit Facebook. I'm not going to start.
Ooh, congrats.
Nobody's, I like it when you say Twitter. Can you say it again? Ted.
Oh, Twitter. Yeah. You can't
say it. No, wait.
He's
shut up, Matt.
Horrible.
Ted, say Twitter.
Why? Twitter. Twitter. how am I supposed to say it?
Thank you.
Twitter.
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 But it's got two T's in it, so it's Twitter.
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 Exactly,
yes. How do you Twitter. Say it?
Say twatter.
Twatter?
You said it like me. Say it like you.
Oh, twatter.
Yes.
I know twatter. Twatter. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Twatter. Brilliant.
Can I call someone up and call
you
them twat?
Hey, you get dead. When you come to the States, you got yourself a date with everybody.
Oh yeah, I'm due a trip to the States actually. I haven't been in a while.
Don't go to Orlando.
I love Orlando.
You been to Orlando?
Yeah.
I like
fuck Orlando.
I like going to Orlando.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. You're a twat.
Hello.
Hello. You're a twat.
Yeah.
Banshoot.
Marachod.
I think he won. Oh, no, I think you won. I mean, I'm sorry. You definitely won.
Yeah, Florida. I like going to buffet restaurants in Orlando.
Brad, can you play some Jim Stewart? Add that to the Cacti radio mix. There?
I should. Well, somebody should send some to me because I know he's pretty awesome. I just don't have anything of his.
He's all I can find of him is on YouTube.
Yeah, he's got loads of stuff on YouTube.
Ah, well, I can't play YouTube. Skype,
so I can send him your way if you like.
Dark Stranger, you look crazy. She's got like Mark.
She looks French.
Bonjour. The dancing practice adds to it too.
Crazy in a good way.
Yeah. You look drugged out too.
You look like a French
She's a cool bride.
Painter.
She's the best.
Yay.
Not really. I hate her. Fucking Dark Stranger.
What's going on with Herbal?
He's trying not to fall asleep.
Wake up, Herbal.
Something white. Like coming out of his mouth, or is that a reflection?
I think he's wearing a fighter jet mask.
Semen.
Oh god, he's had a fit. He's dying.
This looks like a scarf.
He's had a fit.
I love it. He had a fit.
Jesus, UK Dead, you're so charming to us. Why? Everything
what are you Rappy up to over there? They keep lurking around doing shady
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I think they're up to something. I think they're getting ready to attack me from behind.
They're doing hits of something back there.
Did you see when I scared Brad anybody?
Yeah, she set off one of these popper things, July 4th poppers, like at the back of my head while I was in the middle of doing something. She's a jerk. She did the same thing to Rappy earlier.
It turned off the tiny jet.
It smells like sulfur in
here. Made my audio terrible. And it always smells like sulfur in there, you goddamn demon with your pentagram rock on your picture.
Dark Stranger is being a French painter for us.
Oh, nice. That's the best. Thanks, Dark Stranger.
Huh? She's painting us.
Oh. As though she's dusting us.
No, she's
Does she paint pictures of people? For true.
Since people need to take snapshots.
For true. For true.
For true.
For true.
For true, man.
Oh, shit. I gotta plug in and find another power source.
Do you think we should end the show? And you
I'll
can,
be right back.
You can do your chapter reading live on the air as we record it for the audiobook. Even.
Live?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we don't have to do
me
live.
Tell that it's not live and I'll be able to do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, I'll lie to you.
Okay.
Oh, is this the end of the show?
I don't know. It seems like, I don't know, nobody's answering. I'm not doing very good at getting numbers. It's all my fault.
You've got to give me...
Call of Domino's again.
People are calling police stations.
Give me warning on the show end so I can think about what I've learned.
Fucking patch.
What did you learn tonight, Ted?
I don't know. I need time to think.
Okay, well, what do you
I've learned how to pronounce Twitter correctly.
Twitter.
Yeah, you got to use D's, not T's.
Twitter.
You use D's and U's, and you've got it.
Shut up, you twat. Twitter.
All right,
okay,
regulate.
Thanks.
You. Go.
I learned that Tom Hanks was the best Batman.
All right. Not Brad.
I learned that Red Robin sucks dick. Quite
and...
obviously.
Yeah, Bonsai.
Regulate. Akison.
Don't... post police station numbers in chat.
Yeah.
Or I'll ban you forever.
Forever.
I ban Patch because he just kept calling
Fuck
over
him.
And over after I hung up on him, and he can just go away for a few months, and then maybe I'll forgive him in,
go away,
like,
Patch.
In June or something.
No, I like Patch. He's nice.
He's all right, but he's giving us police station numbers.
He's turning into Zyklon, too.
Just that, like fucking Mr. Spessa, like, threatening to rape people a couple weeks ago.
Ugh. Matt. Ah. What did you learn today?
Oh, wow, I just walked into the music, huh?
Hi, Matt. What'd you learn?
Oh, poor Matt.
I learned that if I grab a power cord, the show ends.
Yeah. So it's all Matt's fault, clearly. Thanks a lot, Matt, you big jerk.
Thanks a lot.
I know, really.
Could Rappy call me a big bozo, please?
Rappy left. I don't know where he went. So maybe he'll be back
home
before the... Yeah, he's hitchhiking home right now.
He's
had enough.
I learned that Red Robin carves pentagrams in the top of my hamburgers whenever I go there.
I learned to...
Well, sorry.
Oh.
What'd you learn?
I learned that when I go to San Francisco on Mondays, which is my favorite day to go, that I always have a great time on my trip back.
Aww.
I get to spend
That's
time
so
with you guys.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I learned that Evie's gonna. Yeah,
that's nauseating.
Evie, so you're up for the chapter reading, right?
I'm for it.
Okay, I think it should take like what 15 minutes
I hope.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that long. It's like 4 pages. And we're gonna do it off the air, everyone. Wink, wink.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Darn.
If I pretend to be dead on Tiny Chat, will you guys call an ambulance?
Definitely.
We'll call one in Pennsylvania.
I'm not going to. I'm just curious.
Do they have ambulances over there?
From Pennsylvania.
We used to, but the Polish stole them all and sold them for scrap in China.
Who's from Pennsylvania?
Goddamn Polacks.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
I'm going to go watch Lost Cosmonauts and go to bed.
Rappy!
God bless.
Yeah, everyone watch Lost Cosmonauts on YouTube.
Everyone yell Rappy.
Rappy!
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 Rappy, come back.
I learned you're all a bunch of bozos. Sorry, that was bad.
Hey, that's the rap.
You ding-dongs.
You're a bunch of ding-dongs.
You ding-dongs.
England loves you.
Everyone,
oh, here it comes.
Everyone tweet, Banzai, love you. Look at redrobin.com. Look at their Twitter contests, and you'll see how to do it. I need to post it somewhere. Hey, Rappy, we're wrapping things up.
Yay. All right, thank you for joining us here on today's program.
What did you learn today?
Tell us what you learned tonight.
What did I learn?
Yes, in the past 2 hours, what have you learned?
I don't know.
I'm a bozo, please. I'm a big bozo.
Yeah, you big bozo.
Much better.
Yay.
He's also a ding-dong, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Rappy, I don't have time to do this now, but in the future, do you have a song that you have no intention of ever making a video for?
Yeah, Retarded Love. Retarded Love. It's off my first album.
Retarded Love.
That would be amazing.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Okay, oh, God. I'll send it to you. Send me your email.
What's your Twitter, Rappy?
Okay.
Is it twitter.com/McRapperson?
Yeah.
Okay. Twitter.com/McRapperson. Everyone should follow Rappy.
Follow me to hell.
You can see his hilarious tweets to...
Twats. Boring tweets to Red Robin.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, keep an eye on that because there really is going to be a new video.
Yeah.
And he claims he's going to do the Praise of Jay video stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually. We should do an after show.
Okay. You're not invited, right, though.
Okay, bye.
Great. Aw. Bye.
I was hitting the wrong button.
Remember that? Everyone back.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. We've got to do that right now. Okay, I'm calling the group. We're still in the air.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to call the police.
Oh,
just
God.
Great.
Thanks for calling Red Robin. Roberta,
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system.
To place to go order, press 1. For direct
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish,
I'm bored with this. It's not even good stuff. So, bye, everyone.
That was beautiful.
Amway Arena. Yeah. I'm a rapper, but it doesn't even matter. Cause when I see red, I'm a disaster to plaster. I punch the wall faster. Wall punch master, plaster blaster. I'm so pissed, I don't give a fuck though. Taking my fist and start beating at the stucco. Mom, stop being a bitch. Take me to the mall or the walls all fall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch
the wall. I'm so pissed, I can't handle it. Ball up my fist, give the wall knuckle sandwiches. Fuck this plaster, I wall punch daily. Uppercut mainly,
Hadouken, boopin.
Don't judge me, you don't know me. Try and walk a mile in my fucking shoes. Front page news, speaking of shoes. Mom, take me to the mall. No? I'll punch the fucking wall! Destruction!
Plaster eruption!
I'm gonna give the fucking wall a concussion! This song's a hit, going out to all crews! The number one song for you to punch walls to! So tough, with a real short fuse!
Yeah.
Mom won't take me to the mall!
Huh?
I'll punch punch the wall, the number one wall puncher in my town. My mom or the wall's not gonna boss me around. When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch the wall.
When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch the wall.
When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch the wall.
When I get mad, I punch the wall. Punch the wall,
punch, punch the wall.